We started speaking yesterday about Birchot HaShachar, and I want to follow up with a couple more issues associated with these brachot. First is the question of a person who personally isn't chayiv in a particular bracha. Let's say a person hasn't got any shoes, so they wouldn't say that. The question is, should they say the bracha of Sha'asali Kotzorki? Or a person who's unable to stand up, should they say the bracha of Zokef Kufufim? A person who doesn't have a hat to put on their head, should they say the bracha of Otei Yisrael B'Tifara? So this is actually a machloket in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Vav Se'if Chet. The Mechaber says that you say the bracha, but without Shem U'Malchut, without using Hashem's name, whereas the Rama disagrees and says you do say Shem U'Malchut, because these brachot aren't specific to the individual, but they were established for minhago shel olam, and for the fact that this is generally what happens in the world. Generally, people get up in the morning, people put on their shoes, and people put on their hats, etc., etc. So it's not specifically for me, but it's a more general bracha. Nevertheless, there is some discussion in the Achronim about a couple of the brachot. One is with regard to a blind person. Does a blind person say the bracha of Pokeach Ivrim? So the Magen Avraham says that you don't. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that you do, because the Rama has very clearly told us that these brachot are on Minhago Shel Olam, the general situation in the world, even if it doesn't apply specifically to you. The Chai Adam also says that a blind person should say this bracha, because he does benefit from sight, not his own sight, but the fact that other people can see. What about the brachot of Hamaviv Shena and Elokai Neshama? So these are a bit different, possibly. Why? Because these are specifically about me. Zokev Kufafim and Matir Asurim and Otei Yisrael B'Tifara don't mention me. But Hamaviv Shena Me'enai Einai Utnuma Me'afa Pai. Okay, we're thanking Hashem for removing the sleep from my eyes. And Elokai, Neshama Shanatata Bi, the soul that you gave me. So these are brachot said for waking up. What if a person didn't sleep through the night? So this is a machloket in the poskim. Mishnah Berurah and Sifkatan Kafdalad indicates that you shouldn't say them. And it would be best to get somebody else to say them out loud and everybody else, and you'll be yotzei with that person's brachot. Aruch HaShulchan, if you'd gimel, he says, no, it's pashut that according to the Rama, you do say them. The Rama hasn't stated any exceptions. Most of the Achronim don't state exceptions. So the Aruch HaShulchan thinks it's quite straightforward that you do say them. You can say these brachot early in the morning, even if it's not yet light. So certainly this time of year, it's an early start. Very often at Shacharit, it's still quite dark outside. And sometimes people are starting davening Shacharit even before Alot HaShachar. So you can say the brachot even before Alot HaShachar. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Mem Zayin, Se'if Yud Gimel, says that the bracha of Asher Natan Asech Vivina shouldn't be said before it gets light, because this is to do with the cockerel crowing, and the cockerel doesn't crow yet. Mishnah Berurah says a lot of Achronim disagree with this, and they say that in actual fact you can say the bracha, that bracha, even before it gets light. But nevertheless, he says, Machmirim, people who want to be strict, don't say that bracha before it starts getting light, unless they've heard the sound of the Tarnagol. If they've heard the sound of the Tarnagol, so then they can say the bracha before it gets light. Otherwise, they should wait till it gets light. I think our minhag is that we're masadeh all the brachot, when we start davening, even if, in the depths of winter, it's still not yet Alot HaShachar. Certainly, if it's not yet Zman Mishayake, we often start davening tefillin a little bit later, and we do say all of those brachot. Ad Kan.